I saw him. His name's Maurice Lonsdale. He's a financier. Owns a great deal of property in the West End. As a matter of fact, I think he owns this place.
Do you know him?
Only by sight.
Maurice Lonsdale. I've seen his name in the gossip column.
You probably have.
I say, looks like a financier. Even to the carnation in his buttonhole. He's leaving.
Yeah, he probably heard you saying rude things about him.
But he can't possibly have heard.
Of course he couldn't.
To get back to Switzerland, when would you want to go?
Oh, whenever you feel like it. We could leave on Friday.
Oh, that's pretty short notice. I mean, you've got to book the hotel, and I have to arrange for Charlie to do...
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Lonsdale asked me to give you this note.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and you might get my bill, waiter.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Paul?
He says he'd like to see me in his office.
What about, I wonder?
We'd better go and find out, darling.
Do sit down. This chair's more comfortable, Mrs. Temple.
Thank you.
I do hope you'll forgive me for staring at you just now, but it seems such a remarkable coincidence.
Coincidence?
Yes, I picked up the phone twice this morning with the intention of speaking to you. And then at the last moment, I changed my mind.
Well, what did you want to speak to me about?
It was about my sister, Margaret Milbourne. You may remember her as Margaret Beverly, the actress.
Oh, yes, of course.
About 6 years ago, she married Carl Milbourne, the book publisher.
Carl Milbourne?
Yes.
Wasn't he killed in a car accident about a fortnight ago?
Yes. You knew Carl?
I'd met him, but I didn't know him well.
Where did this accident happen?
In Geneva. Dreadful business. Margaret, poor darling, has been in a terrible state ever since it happened. The last 2 weeks have been pure hell.
It must have been a dreadful shock for her.
Yes.
Was she with her husband when it happened?
No, he was in Switzerland on business. He was knocked down crossing the road. I had to take Margaret out to Geneva to identify the body. Believe me, that was quite an ordeal. Carl was so badly smashed up, his face disfigured.
It must have been an ordeal for both of you.
Margaret's always been highly strung, and I'm afraid this has quite unbalanced her. That's why I was going to phone you, Temple.
Uh-huh.
You see, she's got this extraordinary idea that, well, that Carl isn't dead.
But surely you saw the body?
Yes, I'm positive it was Carl. Well, apart from anything else, I recognized the suit he was wearing.
Then why should your sister think that it wasn't her husband who was killed?
Well, for one thing, she consulted a medium. She asked her to get in touch with Carl, and she failed. And Margaret seems to think that this proves that Carl is still alive.
But surely...
Oh, it's ridiculous, but you know what women are when they get ideas into their heads. Also, Margaret's very depressed because they had a quarrel of some kind just before he left for Geneva.
But can't her doctor help her?
He prescribes sedatives, Mrs. Temple, but she refuses to take them. I'm afraid my sister's completely dominated by this obsession of hers, so much so that she's made up her mind to consult you, Mr. Temple.
But why should she consult me?
Can't you guess why? She wants you to find her husband for her.
How much further have we got to go? I thought you parked the car just round the corner.
I did. I left it in front of this letterbox.
Well, it isn't here.
Well, this is very odd.
It's very annoying. I'm getting terribly wet.
I don't understand this. I swear I left it here.
Did you lock it?
Yes, of course I did.
Well, we can't just stand here.
No, I suppose I'd better ring the police. We'll go back to the restaurant. I can phone from there and we can pick up a cab.
All right. Oh, gosh, it's absolutely pouring down now.
Wait till you see the papers tomorrow morning, won't I just look a fool? Paul Temple's car stolen. Private eye sends for Scotland Yard.
Hey, you picked a very nice job, Den. I'll say that.
Yeah, she goes like a bird.
Did you find any papers?
No, I went through the pockets and the dash.
No idea who it belongs to, then?
No. I picked her up in one of those squares off Knightsbridge. Sure, when she's had one of Bert's repaints, no one will recognise her.
That, and only 5,000 on the clock.
Yeah, good as new. Better in some ways.
It's an hell of a night. Shouldn't think the cops will be hanging around at a night like this. Hey, how long will it take us to get to Bert's place?
About 40 minutes. We don't want to go too fast.
Nah, don't take any chances. Hey, does that car want to pass us? It's been on our tail for the last couple of miles.
Yeah, I've been watching him in the mirror.
It couldn't be a police car.
You tell me. I'll slow up a bit.
They're slowing up as well. I can't see.